Welcome to the Women in Fitness Business podcast, a podcast to help you attract incredible clients, make more money, and live the life of your dreams.
Today, I have Kat, the owner and head coach of Kick Fit Haven, and she is an enthusiastic martial artist, coach, and 2019 Muay Thai Australia National Champion. She believes in helping people transform their lives and changing their self-limiting beliefs through the practice of martial arts and fitness. Kat believes in innovation, effective practice, and enjoys teaching others the knowledge she has adapted over the last few years through her own holistic practices and life experiences. In her opinion, anyone can train their bodies to be physically strong, but she puts an emphasis on helping people gain the tools and techniques needed to be just as strong in their minds. With a holistic approach in her coaching, she aims to educate and inspire, as well as support her students and clients throughout their journey of healing and self-transformation. So welcome, Kat. Thank you for joining us today. So good to have you. So exciting.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So can you just share your personal journey on how you got started in the fitness industry?
So how I got started, basically I started training in 2012, so I think I would have been about 23 then. So I started training quite late, and I went straight into martial arts. I just never really thought the conventional training or gyms were suited to me, and I wanted to feel like I was playing the sport while exercising, so that seemed like a good fit. And then so as a student, I went on the journey of just learning as a student for a couple of years, and then I went traveling, and then I kept thinking about training. So when I came back, I just committed full time to training. I changed my diet and lifestyle to suit the training needed to compete. So then naturally went into competition, and then I started co-coaching, and then I started studying fitness, and then coaching more full time, and then that just naturally ended up, I was like, well, where to from here? So I guess the natural trajectory was to start a business, and here we are.
Here we are. What I love about pretty much every podcast that I do is that it's like this natural trajectory that just happens. Like they have this interest in fitness, and then all of a sudden it's just like, this is really cool. I want to expand this into business. Yeah.
Go where the growth is, especially if you want to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the unique challenges that you have faced as a woman in your industry, and how have you overcome them? Because I know we've spoken a little bit outside of this about you being in a male-dominated town of where you set up your business. So do you mind just sharing a little bit about that side of things for me?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in this town, and then I'd moved away, came back during COVID. Actually for a different job. So that's a story in itself is I came here to work for someone else, a man actually. So I just have this thing with, doesn't matter which job I've had, I felt like there was like this powerlessness about me when working for someone else, not only for someone else, but also for a man. I just think that the treatment is unequal in the way that I got treated. Anyway, I can't speak for everyone. 2 days in to that job after moving here, I quit, and then I was like, I need to do something else. I need to do something for me. So that was 2020, and that's how KickFit essentially was born. But I think a lot of the time it's competition, comparison, and negative feedback, like even from the people that I considered role models. So when I was like in the early days when I was thinking about pursuing this path in fitness and doing Muay Thai, it was always like, oh, yeah, but you're a girl, and how are you going to hold pads? You're a small woman. How are you going to hold pads for a strong man, a big man, and all of that sort of thing? You know, and I still, like, up until recently, I still sort of had those thoughts. I'm like, no, I can do this. Like, I'm skilled enough. I've got the experience. I guess it took me some time and personal development to realize that I was still placing my worth in other people's hands. So the need to feel validated. And when I discovered my self-worth and my own inner strength, I was able to be guided by my own internal compass. So turning the external volume down of the world, and then turning the volume of the internal world up, and saying, like, just staying true to my mission. And I did so no matter what. So I just took responsibility for all my feelings and actions and decided to truly succeed, there's only one person that needs to believe in this, and that's me.
That is so powerful. It's so funny that the last few podcast episodes that we've done unintentionally have all been, there's been a message in all of them about staying true to yourself. So can I just go back where you said you were 2 days into your job? Can you just talk a little bit about what didn't feel right? Like what didn't align? Do you mind just explaining, you know, after 2 days, why did you take that step and what brought you to that decision?
I think I saw a pattern in the way employees were getting treated. So, like, there was a bit of trauma or experience from a previous job where I was made redundant and it was a false redundancy. I basically just made a complaint or raised a concern about staff not being treated the way they're supposed to be treated, suddenly made redundant. And I just saw this happening in this particular workplace, and I was like, I should get a day off. I shouldn't be expected to work 7 days in a row. I'm like, I would never, like, oh, if you want a day off, sort of thing. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that's not right. But then still feeling like they could treat employees however they want. So I was like, okay, I don't want to work for someone else. And also the style of training. So it was those two major things.
And so within your body, how did that feel? Like, what was that for you that was like, no, nah, this is not aligned. I have to
I
make
think,
a different step, take a different path.
yeah, I think previously I would have just sort of like throw it under the rug. And I think this time I was really like, I could just feel it intuitively that it wasn't sitting right. And normally I would stay in situations longer than I need to. And I think I just learned just to really trust myself. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. Like, it is like a full body no. And just really, yeah, trusting that. And I'm glad that I did because I had nothing. Like, I didn't have an income. So it was COVID and I didn't have an income for 6 months. And then I moved to this town, back to this town after 13 years of not living here for a job that I quit 2 days in. And I was like, if I move back, I'm accepting defeat. I'm like, I'm here now. I've got to make something work. And by then, I'd already started putting out feelers because I was like, I want to find somewhere to train. Couldn't find somewhere to train. I was like, there's a gap here. I was like, would this town and the women in this town benefit from something like this? And then, yeah, that generated about 65 leads in 24 hours. And I, yeah, and then I worked hard. Very hard for 2 weeks getting all my systems in place and just took a leap and launched it. And I think if it weren't for that gate, I wouldn't be here. If it weren't for that opportunity to move here. So I'm grateful for that because that kind of that brought me here. And then I just actually found the real reason I came.
You're always supported when you follow your alignment. And then you look back in hindsight and go, oh my God, you know, that was such a leap of faith. But again, when you come back to that, just follow what's your truth is. It always works out. Even on the surface, it may not look it at the time, it always does. So many women might feel discouraged in similar situations. So how did you stay motivated and just determined to succeed during those times?
So I think realizing there was such a need for something so niche like that in this town, especially being male dominated, because there are a lot, like so many women just weren't living active lifestyles and had never done anything like this. And I was like, this is such a great opportunity to bring, like, I've left home, I've gone out into the world and had all this worldly experience and lived in the cities and trained and competed. And now I can bring that back to my community. So I think there's a lot of value in that. I sort of lost where I was with you.
It's about like what would you suggest like keeping people motivated
During those
and
times,
yeah, just that determination to succeed.
keeping your visions in front of you. So I think I just had it so clear in my mind by that point what I wanted to do after knowing myself, getting to know myself in during COVID. I actually spent that time and money, but like buying into like courses that would teach me about like growth mindset and like wealth and and like business. And so when I left, I just had all these tools. So I think just spending your time wisely and sacrificing. Everything's about sacrifice, just knowing what to sacrifice in order to succeed.
Yeah, because those tools are so important for growth, because if we continue to do the same things over and over and expect a different result, it just keeps us feeling stuck. So, yeah, something does need to change, which is great.
Yeah.
So being in a very male-dominated place, community, what advice would you give to other women who do aspire to succeed in male-dominated fields?
Yeah, I think regardless of what it is, whether it's fitness or a trade or anything, we can do it just as good as the men, and if not better. And I would say just do it regardless of the outcome, the consequences, or how it's going to make someone else feel. Because if we live by someone else's rules, then we would never truly be satisfied. So I think just as I said earlier, like just being guided by your own internal compass, like being so sure of yourself and what you want that you'll just do it no matter what.
Yeah. It's that inner confidence, that just stepping into your power, just to know that you are worthy, and really following that compass is so important. Absolutely. So how do you maintain a strong sense of identity and independence in a world where traditional roles often prevail?
I think that's been a journey in itself. And, you know, like if I look back at my childhood, I guess my parents had this expectation that I would grow up to become a teacher and I'd go to uni and I would get married by a certain age and have children by now. So I'm 34. I'm still not married, still don't have children. But that was the sacrifice that I chose. I chose instead to go traveling and learn about myself and learn about the world and go on this journey of self-discovery and then come back and focus on my career, which is how I got into competing and then starting a business.
So what would you say are some of the things that you do on a daily basis just to really maintain that strong sense of identity and independence and just checking in with your moral, with the with your truth, like what's important to you?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know what? I was having this thought last night, and to truly lead by example, you need to embody the qualities of that person, of your best version. So often people preach like, okay, I'm telling you to do this thing because it's right, I'm telling you to work out, I'm telling you to, you know, clean up your diet or not drink alcohol because of XYZ, but if you're not doing that yourself, then you're essentially a fraud. So to really lead by example and be authentic, you have to embody that as your own truth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Something I say to my clients a hell of a lot, and something I do for myself, my friends, like when every time, you know, a friend brings up, it's like if there's something that's been, you know, happening on the external, it's like, okay, where is this for me internally? What part of this energetically am I displaying? And it's like, okay, you start to shift internally, the external then starts to also then shift as well. So,
yes,
you know, we can sometimes get caught up in, but this is happening externally, like I'm losing clients, or you know, there's all of this cancellation or something like that tends to happen in business. It's like, okay, where am I, you know, am I being true
out
to myself?
And,
correct. Yeah. Is like, where am I not stepping up and being my true authentic self? Like, am I not showing up for my gym sessions? Am I just not paying my, you know, direct debits, if that's what's, you know, you're finding people having, you know, dishonors or things like that. And yeah, it's coming back to that inner self, which is so, so powerful. Like, this is where the inner work starts. Do you agree on that aspect?
Absolutely. And I think sometimes it's not always directly reflected in the sense of, let's say someone isn't paying their bills. It's not necessarily that we aren't paying our bills. It could show up as something else in our life as well. Like maybe we're actually just not prioritizing our finances in other areas. So maybe we're wasting money instead of investing. So I think being really aware of how we are also portraying the similar behavior in our own life and how that's showing up for us in our reality.
Yeah, it's who we're being, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And I love that you said before about, you know, stepping into the next level. It's like, what is that next level version doing and embodying that now? What would she be doing right now? How does she
That's
step
right.
into her power? What's that confidence? What's she saying to herself? What would she do? Because when we start to be that version, we start to bring that version into our reality, which is super, super powerful. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about mindset and resilience because they're very essential for overcoming adversities. How
Yeah.
have you found that those qualities have played a part in your success, and how do you cultivate them?
I think really learning about myself and learning from like global teachers and leaders in all aspects. It could be business, it could be relationships, but you just take what you need from each person, and then you use like it's a, you, the tools for your belt. So you just use what you need when you need them, and it the work never stops. So I think it's naive to believe that you can like do all this work on your trauma and your healing and your personal and professional development and be like, okay, sweet, I worked with this person, I worked with this business coach for 6 months and now I'm good, now I've learned everything. Like, business world is always changing, we're always changing and growing, things are evolving, and in order to evolve with them, we need to constantly be learning. So we have to be teachable as leaders to
100%.
be a good leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I look back in, you know, the 25 years I've been doing this, and the way that we marketed back then is very different to how we market and do the sales process now. Completely different.
Yeah.
And it's going to be completely different in another 5, 10 years. Like, I feel like the way
Yes.
how fast things are going right now, it's so important to stay on the pulse. You know, there's certain things with regards to marketing and sales that, you know, you did last year that's totally changed now. So yeah, having that resilience and being open
Yeah.
to change is so powerful.
Yeah, I think just and also being adaptive, like not staying rigid in your approach to anything, like realizing there's a change, and as you said, being open to that change and adapting and learning. Like, I just love learning, so I just feel like it's just endless, and the more you can learn about a certain topic, thing or person, the more you learn about yourself.
Definitely. And one of the things that you've learned recently is breath work.
Yeah,
Oh,
so
a passion of yours. Yes.
another random, okay, so like I thought I was going to be a musician, drums. So there's another stereotype there, female drummers don't exist, or rarely exist. And then I moved into fitness, and now I'm moving into or towards breath work. So yeah, it's been a similar journey where I'm like, oh, I've got this like interest in this thing, and I'd only done one session, like one group session, and followed a facilitator for about a year, and then he put out a call out that he was going to teach facilitators his method, and I was like, don't know what it is, I've done this once, but I just feel really called and pulled to do this. Like, I was just so gravitated, and it was quite an application process, but and I can understand why. High standard of practice, and yeah, I'm so glad that I did it, because now I'm doing level two. So I finished level one and now I'm doing level two, and I would just keep learning from Tim Morrison, because he's an incredible teacher and facilitator. It's like ever expanding, that type of work in that world,
and bringing it into fitness, which is super cool. And I must just
yes.
note as well, Kat is a multifaceted manifesting generator in human design terms. So for the projectors out there, I think, holy moly, like there's so much going on. She has the energy to be able to do this, and that, you know, when she talks about the feelings, it's the sacral, it's the gut, it's that lit upness, and that's, you know, she just knows. And you can handle many different things being a manifesting generator, which I am as well. So I totally get it. It's just like,
yeah,
we've got so many different things that just light us up, which is really super cool. Yeah, it's great.
And
So you go.
Oh, I was going to say, and I just got back from a job that I traveled to Hope Island for running events. So, which is different again, but I see it as like all of these things that I'm doing in addition to fitness and martial arts is an extension of my services, and I'm still serving people in the same way. It's all about becoming more of who you are and like
Yeah.
living your truth and finding your voice and your confidence and stepping into your power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's like, because I was reading a little bit on human design, because that's what I do as well, like bring a lot of that into business. And it was talking about how when we let go of the how and the logical mind, and we actually start to trust our authority, which for you, one part of your authority is your sacral. And when you follow that lit upness for you, if you're a sacral authority, it will take you on places that you never would have logically dreamed of. So when we get out of the mind, and this is for everyone, when we get out of the logical mind, trust the inner authority, it's like there's a world out there that is just like mind-blowing, which is really super cool. That's what I love about you guys, is really honing into that part of you that opens up your awareness and opens up into expansion.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, what would you say are some practical steps or strategies that women can implement to really empower themselves in a male-dominated environment?
It all just comes back to self-worth and just really knowing who you are and believing in yourself.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can do anything. Literally, you can do anything you put your mind to if you believe in yourself, regardless of what job title that is. Like, it's really inspiring to see in this day and age, like, what a time to be alive, to see so many female leaders or in high positions, just staying true to your mission and knowing what that is.
Yeah.
And being open to change.
Yeah. And staying true to what your desires are. Like, if there's something that really you want to do that makes you happy, that you feel called to do, is follow that. There's a reason why you have those desires. And, you know, sometimes, just in my experience, is that women have these desires, and there's some big desires, but that those beliefs or the thoughts that they can't have it sometimes creeps in, and that starts to then form their reality. And so then they start to dull down what their desires are because they don't think they can have it, which is so not the case whatsoever. It's like, your desires are yours for a reason. It's telling you that to go after that. And so when you do go back into those beliefs and start to have that self-worth, then your whole world starts to change, as it has for you, which is really super cool.
Yeah, definitely. And as you said earlier, it's like, get out of your head. Like, get out of your head, because you're standing in your own way. And this is what breathwork teaches you, like, how to be in your body and feel into what's there. And when you learn to listen to your own body and your internal compass, like, it will guide you.
Yeah. And that's where the expansion starts to happen and take you to places. Like, if someone would have told me, you know, back when I first started in fitness in 2000, I think it was, after I finished uni. Yeah, back in 2000, it was like, I would never have imagined where I wanted to be would be here. And everything that I've ever wished for has actually come true. Everything.
Yeah.
And so there's great power in knowing that you have accomplished so much. Yes, there's adversity. Like, I'm not saying that there's never going to be. Everyone has it in some way, shape, or form. But it's that adversity that shapes us, that gives us those lessons, that helps us become better people. And then before you know it, it's like, oh my God, I'm actually living my dream life. Like, the dream life that I had on the vision board is now. And so sometimes we think, you know what, we want to be in the next place. But when we actually look at what we have now and feel the gratitude for what we have now, like, oh my God, this is absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story. How can people find you?
Instagram, Facebook. I have a website. It's Kick Fit Haven, all one word, not heaven. It's like kickfithaven.com. Also on social media with an underscore between Kick Fit and Haven. And then Kat Gence, KatGenc is the handle for breathwork.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Kat. Perfect.
Thank you.
I loved having you on and hearing about your journey. And I appreciate you, our listeners, for joining us on these powerful podcasts. Until next time, I'll see you then.